I have returned. That's right. It's your favorite, or at least third favorite, co-host of the Calm Down, It's Fine. At
the very least, the third favorite.
At the very least, third favorite of the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. That is right. And to celebrate my return, what I need you to do is I need you to like, subscribe, leave a five-star review, go to the description and support the podcast with your finances. I need you to subscribe and share it to all of your friends and family, because my return is a big one. Now, it's not as big as a return that it's coming, but
yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, it's a distant second, you know what I mean?
Yep. So Black Friday,
welcome to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. I hope you enjoy the episode.
All right. It's good to have you back, David.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And video. As we say goodbye to Dustin.
That's the reason I came out of retirement. I found out Dustin was leaving.
Well, better give him a good old farewell.
Yeah, he's going to be gone for a minute.
I mean, you guys hit it pretty nicely, like the excuses you gave. Really, we all know Kenzie just said he has to quit once he gets married. But, you know, he had to go away for...
I'm just trying to say I've scraped together two episodes the last 2 weeks, so I think I should be getting hand claps. Let's go!
Hand clap and praise.
Oh, man. It's good to have you back, David.
Thank you.
Good to have you back, Dustin, all together.
Amen.
And Harrison is, it's safe to say, it's just,
I think,
you know,
do we even have to bring him up anymore?
No. Sorry, bud.
He'll be a guest one day.
Hey, you remember, like, you think people will start listening to the podcast at some
point?
Haven't
realized.
I have no idea who he is. And then we'll bring him back and be like, oh, yeah, this guy. And they're going to be like, what?
That is a weird thought.
You know, it's like a TV show, you know, where like a character goes away and then they bring him back way later.
Have you guys thought about, like, episode 100, like, should we start rebranding the song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of different thoughts of
I think we should turn it into a death metal intro.
We just go hard the other way. It's not fine. It's just like,
here's the next 100.
and then at 200, we turn it into like some like really like fruity, like, calm down.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, like something like
some 70s hippie stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you're going for?
Like the Bee Gees version of a Christmas song. What's the Christmas? Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Maybe that one.
Hey, calm down. It's fine.
What's on? So the Little River Band, they're like, I think, right? They're like, they're supposed to be like really lame. I don't know anything about them. I just know.
Listen to Christian people.
I'm just...
You're saying the Little River Band's not Christian?
No, Little River. I don't know. It was in a movie, and they made fun of him because it was like really lame. It was like not manly at all. It was a man that was listening to it.
Ah,
nice.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Cool. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just, whatever.
I wonder if the video is working.
Is it? Hey.
I don't know.
Did you hit the button?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You did?
Yeah, I hit it. I mean, it's recording, but I don't know if the audio is coming through, you know?
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Oh, with this audio will work.
It's pretty much a coin toss at this point of how much work I have to do before Monday.
Well, hey, look, you know,
which is fine. I'm not complaining.
You're doing a great job.
How long has it been since you were,
you little goober?
You recorded?
It's been about a month. It was before Youth Ablaze.
We recorded two, and then that happened, and then.
And then
I didn't have one, right?
Yeah, and then I got crazy busy.
And then we couldn't all get together, so me and Kay, and then last week, and then now. So this will come out Monday, yeah.
Yeah, I have been...
What episode is this?
890.
90, same age as David.
90.
Man. You are...
You missed it for
getting,
2 weeks. 2 weeks that joke was...
I know, but you were getting up there, sir. You're going to have to start getting your gout cream.
When does our 100th episode?
Gout cream, yeah. Get that thing on rebate.
Gout or doubt?
Gout. Well, wow, he's 90, so that's a long way up there
to see where our
for that heifer.
I found the fountain of youth.
Our 100th episode will be... 90.
The 10 more. What's 10 weeks from now?
I'm trying.
I won't be here. We can't do that.
Oh, you're not going to be here for the 100th
episode?
Well,
I don't. I can't. No, it's no. So, that's after.
We'll get Harry to come back.
I forget how big a month is.
2, 3, 4.
It varies, really.
I don't know.
It varies.
I saw this comedian. He made an argument for the fact that like that we've been lied to our whole lives on the calendar because you know you say that you know months are 4 weeks, but none of them are 4 weeks.
June 1st or June 3rd,
and then February is even less.
Will be our 10th, our 100th episode.
June 3rd.
You're told that women are pregnant for 9 months or 40 weeks, but 40 weeks isn't equal 9 months. It's 10.
I gotta be honest with you, I've never thought about it ever.
What? What?
This guy was talking about. He had this whole bit on. It was a comedian on how we've been lied to about the calendar, huh?
Go ahead.
What?
No,
40 weeks is 10 months.
Yeah.
If you do 4 weeks per month, so he says if we made it 13 months out of the year, every month would have exactly 4 weeks, and there would be 13. Nothing would. It would all be even. Every month would start on a Sunday, end on a Saturday. It would be perfect.
Are you trying to tell me? The government is lying. Who does
he?
Who
I've
does
never
the time thing. The,
but even even
who would you point the gun at and say, "Hey, you
got time wrong.
you guys."
But is it you would never? He said, but in the way he laid it out is like you'd never have to have a leap year ever because it.
So well, let me ask you this: how do we fix it?
I don't know.
There's no solutions.
Beyond my pay grade.
No solutions.
Just listen to this guy.
I saw things
going on.
I saw a thing on the internet. I want to see if you guys can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw this. This is crazy. All right.
What?
Put your pen down. You can do it too. Ready?
Okay, what?
Take one hand.
Okay.
Pointer finger.
Yep.
Take the other hand. Pinky finger.
Okay.
Switch them. Switch them.
Oh.
Switch them. I did it.
Nope.
Switch them.
No, I can't.
Switch them.
Ready?
No, I can't do that. Watch him. Look at him do this thing. It's like weird.
It means he's the Antichrist.
Well.
Yeah.
That's funny. Dude, watching people try to do that
is... I can't, like...
What was it like when you kissed Jesus?
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Man. That silly Judas.
So, David, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, man.
Killing Jesus. Since,
you said you had some stories or something?
Yeah, bro. Dude.
You have a story?
You on a holiday. A bit of a holiday.
A sabbatical, if you will.
I'm honestly not sure where you went.
A holiday.
Where'd you go? I don't really know.
So, right after Youth Ablaze.
Yes.
The following weekend, went on a snowboarding trip.
I remember that.
Dude, gnarly.
Which... Dude, I shredded the gnar.
Shredded the gnar, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You and Kayla were talking about what you think the hardest sport is, and it's got to be snowboarding.
Really?
It was the most. It was.
I've never done it, so I've always wondered. Like, I mean, obviously,
at the end of the day, it felt like I got into a UFC fight with the earth.
That's so
and
funny.
Lost.
Well.
But no, we went and we were like hitting the bunny hills, mm-hmm. like the easy stuff. Yeah. And I mean, we were eating it, dude.
So, where's this at?
We went to Blue Mountain in Pennsylvania.
Yep, okay. That's where I've been.
Yep. And, we just kept falling and it hurt so much. And then I was also angry because there was these little children.
Weren't you the yeah. most sore driving back? Oh, you didn't. You stayed over.
Yeah, like we stayed. After, we got a cabin like, there. Oh, dude, I was miserable. Day after, dude, yeah. I laid on the floor afterwards. Yes. We go into the cabin, and they were, like, making cookies, and like,
yeah.
the women folk were making
as they do.
Snack-ums.
Mm-hmm. Doing their job.
They're talking and stuff, and I just laid on the hardwood floor to stretch my back out because it hurt so bad.
Wow.
Here's why it hurt.
Why did it hurt? Tell me right now.
Because this guy got full of himself, and
well,
I went down the bunny hill.
Yeah.
It said
without falling.
How many bunnies yeah, were like
about thought, four or five
thought,
times?
You thought I got this?
Yeah, I did. That's exactly what I said. I went. You know what?
Every guy does that.
I was like, I think I'm ready to go up to the top of this mountain.
Black diamond.
And Eric goes, I am not ready. So me and Bryce were like, all right, well, we're gonna do it. So we get on there. We get to the top, and I'm thinking I got to move up.
It like doesn't look that intimidating looking at it from the bottom.
Which yeah.
But when you get up there,
you can get up there.
Oh gosh!
So we went to the top, and I found out that there was a there's three different difficulty levels. There's the green circle, which is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
The blue square, which is like the medium level, and then there's black diamond, which is the hard stuff. So we get up to the top, and I go, "Oh, there's a green circle trail up here. We'll take that one. We'll take the easiest one to get down the mountain."
Mm-hmm.
And for the first part, I was crushing it. I'm like, oh my goodness, dude. Am I the next
Sean White? I'm a snowboarder. I'm a snowboarder.
Dude, I'm...
He comes in here with whatever the main brand is, like Quicksilver. Yes.
Stuff. We'll get to that in a second.
Hurley. Around, yeah.
We'll get to that in a second.
Hurley flap-rim hat.
So, I mean, like, I'm so excited, dude. I'm crushing this. And then I got about halfway down, and there's like a sign because like, it starts taking like some really sharp turns.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sign and it says, ride slow. Right. And if you're going, there's like cameras, if you're going too fast, like they're going to take your way ski pass. Right. Cause it's, obviously I'm on like one of the beginner trails. There's a bunch of kids on the trail I'm at. And there's like some sharp turns. If I'm going too fast, I'm going to go through some trees.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want anybody to die. So like go slow. Right. I'm like, okay. So I start like, my brain's like, I need to go slow. Here's what I didn't learn on the bunny hill. How to go slow. So
the bunny's just like, whoop.
Never did figure that part out.
So I'm like trying to do the thing that I saw on YouTube where you're like going, you're like carve, they call it carving. I'm trying to go back and forth. Spread the butter as us snowboarders say.
That's what we say.
Only formal training, YouTube.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do that to keep myself going slow. And I go, you know, I turn, I ride goofy, which means my right foot is in the front because I'm left-handed.
How'd you learn that?
YouTube. So I'm riding goofy and I go to the left and as I'm turning to the left, the heel edge of my board like catches on some snow or whatever. And dude, I'm talking like I go backwards. I'm in like feet in the air. I land flat on my back, dude. Right? And I'm like, oh, dude, that hurt. That hurt so bad. That hurt so bad. So I'm like, whatever. It happens. So I get up. I go around the turn. And then I'm like trying to go slow. Well, dude, like the front corner of my board clips. And I flip, dude.
Keep it even.
Dude, I flip.
Oh, like, no.
Ah! Dude, and then I land on my shoulder. I bounce, and then I land on my back. And I land so hard, all of the breath comes out of my body. There's no oxygen in my body at all.
For how long?
Huh? It felt like days. Three
spinning for days.
Dude,
three
people ride up to me while I'm laying on the ground. No, I'm just like laying on my back, staring into the sky. Three people ride up and go, "Hey, dude, you good?" Because they just watched like the gnarliest crash they've ever seen. Three people walk up, "Hey, man, you good?" And I can't breathe, so I can't talk. So I just raise my hand and give a thumbs up. And he's like, cool. And then they just left. So then I'm like, so I get up, dude. I have a headache because I've fallen, dude. My head hurts so much. Which, by the way, I learned that helmets are optional.
Yeah.
I was wearing a helmet, but helmets are optional. I don't know who doesn't have a history of
brain
string
damage.
Of concussions wouldn't wear a helmet, but
you didn't have a helmet.
No, I did. Oh. I'm like, dude, how do you fall like this? And somebody's like, how long do you have to snowboard to be like, I don't need a helmet?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there were guys out there without helmets on.
Well, by that point, you'd have enough brain damage. You're like, ah, whatever. Yeah, it's just,
dude,
send it.
And then I got up, I got to like a flat part. I took a break to like catch my breath, and then I went down the rest of the hill. And then I got to a certain point because I fell again, which that wasn't like that hard of a fall, but I fell again and I just got up and then I walked the rest of the way. And I was just like
no.
So then I come back to the bunny hill and I take the ski lift up to the top of the bunny hill,
and
right?
You rip it.
And then I get to the bunny hill, and then I get to the top, and I'm looking around for Eric. I don't see Eric, and then I see him on the ski lift. He's coming up. So he gets off the ski lift, which, by the way, the entire day, Eric never figured out how to get off the ski lift. He fell every single time getting off the ski lift. Every single time. So he gets off the ski lift, and he looks at me. He goes, "So how was it?" And I go, "I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready, dude. I wasn't ready at all." But... As painful as it was, it was some of the most fun that I've ever had.
Most fun pain I've ever had.
Fun getting hurt. No, it is fun. I've only ever went once. I was probably 14.
Did you go snowboarding or skiing?
Skiing.
So I'm told
it's easier.
That skiing is easier to learn on, but snowboarding, if you can figure out snowboarding is more fun. So that's what that's just what I, you know, I read on the internet was like, if it's your first time on a mountain, they were like, go skiing because skiing feels more natural and it's easier to like pick it up. And I went, nah, give me a snowboard. And I fell a million times and it was so much fun that a month later, like literally on last Sunday, we went out to eat with the Tweeds. And Eric goes, like, out of nowhere, Eric goes, how much do you think about snowboarding? And I went, every day. I think about it every day. And he goes, me too.
And then he snowboard as well?
He snowboarded with us. And then
I didn't know if he got skis.
Yeah, no, he snowboarded. The only person who'd been before was Bryce, and he skied before. So he said since everybody else was trying snowboarding, he would try it. And he picked it up really quick, and it made us all angry. But...
Well, that's frustrating.
Yeah. But he was like, dude, I think about it every day. I go, me too. I was like, and it's the end of the season. It's out of season. So 14 websites are like, hey, our snowboards are on sale.
Did and you buy a snowboard?
I have not. I have goggles. I thought
I was going to say I had to.
I thought he said we booked another trip.
No, we are. We're going in December, but we're going to go twice this year. We're going to go in December to kind of continue to get our bearings and relearn anything we've possibly forgotten over the warm months. And then we're going to go again in January and then like go for like 2 days and like go snowboarding both days to kind of take it more serious. So we've planned two trips for next winter season. I have a snowboarding jacket.
What brand?
It's from Dope Snow.
Yeah,
they're really, really nice. It's got like a pocket here that I can put my ski badge in. So when I walk into the ski lift, I don't have to swipe my badge. It's just it's on my shoulder. So
that's
cool.
I didn't know that you had I don't know how any of this works. So you have to swipe a badge.
So
then
you get like a ski lift pass.
They don't want hobos just walking. Yeah.
So you get a pass that pretty much the pass.
Why not? Dude, I have no idea how this works.
When you're walking up to a ski lift, there's like an electronic gate. And you have to have a ski lift pass in order to get on the ski lift to go up the mountain.
Okay.
Because they don't want anybody.
Right, yeah, okay. So
the jacket has like the built-in thing.
Yeah.
So that it's at my shoulder, which is at like the scanner height. So I don't have to pull it out and scan. I just walk.
That's cool.
I just walk up to the thing and
anything.
And that's how you know you're a pro.
Yeah, yeah. I am. So
just walk in like,
Yeah. No, the jacket's super, super nice though. Like there's certain things on the jacket that I probably wouldn't have thought about. I would have been like, oh, this is a waterproof. Like I almost wore a Carhartt because I was like, that's water. My Carhartt's waterproof. But then like I bought like a snowboarding jacket and I went,
it's probably way better.
Oh, I mean, this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, there's things that I didn't even notice that are like convenient for having this type of.
Yeah.
Of jacket.
Well, it's probably maybe slimmer and.
It was way slimmer.
You know, and probably still. As warm,
And it's yeah, and then
I tell you what, the Thinsulate stuff when they came out with that was like groundbreaking. Like yeah. I've got a Columbia jacket that's not super thick, but it is significantly warmer than my Carhartt. Like I get hot in that thing.
Yeah,
it's crazy
because of the goose down, brother.
But yeah, no, we're going again because I'm obsessed. It's I literally think about snowboarding every single day.
Like,
I wish I got into it when I was younger.
I've always wanted to do it. It sounds really cool. Now, that being said, of all the snow activities I can think of, I'd want to do.
Why don't you change your honeymoon from where it is.
It's the last minute and cancel all the reservations.
Just go there.
Yeah,
go to Blue Mountain or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
She might get mad.
I wish.
And we're going to do it for a week.
A whole week.
We're going to snowboard and ski for a week. And you know what? I'll be generous. You can get snowboard or tubes or skis.
I think she would, I think she'd make me go by myself.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. No, it's.
I want to use a snowmobile. I've never ridden one, and I want to drive one so bad.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I would.
Jet ski? You did jet ski?
I've never done a jet ski either.
My cousin has.
Have you?
No, very many times. And the Mediterranean, not Mediterranean Sea. Whatever the sea is.
For Aruba?
Aruba, Cabo.
See,
that's cool.
Gatlinburg.
When we've been
like when
down
I've got
there,
to do it, it's been like, don't go more than 10 miles out that way and 10 miles that way. And you just rip it.
Yeah. So we almost went in Portugal, and we almost went in a couple of the islands down there. But
the most fun thing I've ever,
it's that,
so fun. You need to do it.
Yeah.
The most fun thing I've ever ridden was dirt bike. My we never had dirt bikes. We always had, we didn't have four wheelers until I was like 15.
Right.
We got some for free. They were 1987 Kawasaki Bayous. We got two of them. Cool. They were so old, but they were really cool. But we had, even older than that, we had John Deere three-wheelers.
Wow.
We had a bunch of those.
You had a bunch of John Deere three-wheeler?
Three-wheelers. And we had one. Or
ATVs?
Yeah, like the three.
I've
yeah.
never seen a John Deere.
Yeah. We had two John Deere we had one John Deere five-wheeler, and then we had another one. I don't remember.
You can laugh.
We got rid of that one.
Don't read it out loud because it's kind of funny.
what
it's just God. It's not bad, but I don't,
this is what probably. This is
but
bro that
yeah we
year five
that's good. So how did your tournament go basketball?
We also had our annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
This was the coolest thing we had. I love this thing.
I've never, that's what you're talking about.
Well, this is the one. It's because it's four wheels, all four wheels.
It's on straight out of England,
but it's got a dump bed. It's
looks
pretty
like
sweet.
A goofy gator.
But it's better because it's four wheel drive.
It's not goofy.
It's just one in the one for steering. But we had a couple three wheelers too. But that's what we had. But the 1987 Kawasaki Bayou is the best four wheeler that's ever graced this planet. That's what we had. They were cool. They're only two wheel drive, but they would rip it. We never got them stuck.
It's getting warm. Bikes.
But my cousin, anyway, all of that to say, my cousin Timmy, the only person I knew.
Timmy.
That he had.
Timmy!
He had dirt bikes. And I've only ever ridden a dirt bike once, and it was at his house just on a random day, and he taught me how to ride it, and it was the most fun thing I've ever ridden in my life. It was so cool.
I had a dirt bike.
I've wanted a dirt bike ever since.
I love my dirt bike. It was a 100 two-stroke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was a blast.
Yeah.
I always wanted one. I ended up buying it for, I bought it for $500 and a 100.
The two-stroke. Everyone wants a two-stroke. I think they just think it's cooler.
Yeah. That's the two-stroke is you have to manually shift, right? Is that what's the...
Well, yeah.
I don't even know why.
Either or can shift it. The two-stroke is a gas-oil mixture because it doesn't... There's no...
Yeah, I don't even know what the difference is between two-stroke and whatever, four-stroke?
Yeah, so it burns gas and oil in order to cool and lubricate the engine as it's running, whereas a four-stroke, the extra two strokes allow for lubrication and oxygen. So... With only having two strokes, there's no like oil pump. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't put any oil in it, because you mix it with the fuel, and it's all together.
I loved my dirt bike. I could only.
They're easier to maintain and work on.
So fun, and I had it for probably 13 to 15, but 100 isn't huge, but it's not the smallest. But I got too big for it quick. I sold it to my cousin. Yep.
But yeah, our 3-on-3 tournament went well. We had 12 guy teams and 4 girl teams.
Wow, that's a lot bigger than last time, right? Same. It just seems
it's a little bigger. It's a little bigger. Yeah. It went well. We saw two people get saved.
Wow.
Awesome.
I found out approximately an hour and a half before the tournament that I needed to preach it, because
that's good prep.
yeah. So
why what happened?
Well, the guy who was going to preach it had to go to the doctor.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
You don't have to give the...
Yeah. I don't want to give too much of their information.
dealing with?
Yeah, yeah, the guy that was going to preach it and, yep. and
what ails him? He ended up having to die.
He texted me in the morning and was like, hey, man, I need you to do this. We have an emergency. And I was like, okay.
We know what that means.
So, hour and a half, put it together. I preached on colors.
Yeah.
It always has to do with them colors.
That's not.
Colors.
This
is fitting for a basketball tournament.
Let me tell you about my boy named Ham.
That your sins be as red as scarlet, I shall make them white as snow. Mm-hmm. Preached on that. I was wearing a white suit jacket the mm-hmm. entire time.
And then you cut your chest open and bled on it.
I had a white suit jacket on and I had a kid wearing my red suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him standing in front of everybody and I preached about how colors have meaning, you know, and then like,
sorry.
You know, like how like red is anger, danger, stop, stuff like that. And you guys are the worst.
Well, based on what we were joking about before, we said color has meaning.
Color has meaning.
Colors do have meaning.
What does this one mean?
Like the
what
rainbow.
What about this one, huh?
The rainbow has a meaning. And I'm going to dig you guys out of this hole.
Okay, thank you.
Continue
with your spiritual story.
You know, there's people who say things like phrases like, oh, they showed their true colors and stuff like that.
Mm.
Right? And I was like, I established that though your sin be as red as scarlet. Mm-hmm. I was like, so imagine everybody's wearing this red jacket. And the thing is, you don't get to choose what puts you in the red jacket, right? Like you can't define what is and isn't a sin. And then I asked this guy sitting on the front row, like I asked him, I said, for example, if I told you my favorite basketball team's colors were red and blue, you would say, he goes, the Sixers. And I went, but you'd be wrong. It's the Pistons.
Raptors. Oh.
It's the Pistons. And he was like, oh. I was like, see? I was like, so sin's already been defined. You can't define that. You don't get to decide what puts you in the red jacket. And I went through this whole thing. They're like, make this picture about how everybody's wearing mm-hmm. a red jacket. And then I went through, you know, Jesus died, and I said, and then when you get saved, essentially what happens, I took off the white jacket, put it on the kid, took the mm-hmm. red jacket, put it on, this is what Jesus, and we ended up seeing two people get saved.
That's awesome.
And then
didn't we ask about the tournament? I'm just joking.
I thought you were being serious.
No, then basketball
awesome,
ensued.
It's awesome.
I just want to rub your head and say, you're
did
a
you
good
come up
boy.
With that message yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought it was awesome.
Good, because I just found that exact outline on the internet.
Yeah, under my fake name, mm-hmm. which is Joe Arthur. No,
Joe Arthur. No, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, we did have to kick one guy out.
That son died to a win again.
No, apparently they moved away. I was looking forward to them coming to play. But they decided they
were done.
I guess they moved away. So. Andrew brought two Mennonite boys
mm-hmm.
that wanted to play, and they had a team, and they ended up winning.
Did they leave last week to get there? I'm just joking.
Yeah, on their horse and buggy.
Let's go, Jebediah.
No, their elders let them have steam power, so they're on a steam tractor.
Yeah. So that's how the basketball tournament went. It went really good. Like, so we only had to kick one guy out because. He got warned a couple times to stop cussing, and
wow,
he didn't. So we were like, "All right, dude."
So how does this tournament work? I'm not really familiar with what's going on right now.
Well, March Madness.
Okay,
it's a thing their church puts on.
Yeah. So the beginning of March, before that, like January, February, we start putting out flyers that have QR codes,
mm-hmm.
and anybody can sign up, and it's free to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have one adult on your team.
Okay.
One person over the age of 19. Otherwise, the teams have to be teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
We make a bracket with everybody who signed up.
Mm-hmm.
We go double elimination, games to 11, or whoever has the highest score after 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And We do the preaching and stuff first, because that's really all we're trying to do is we're trying to get, you know, visitors in. So we do the preaching first, and then throughout the day, as people start to lose, they tend to leave and stuff like that. And then we give out trophies and stuff at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's steadily, it's gotten bigger every year we've done it, so.
That sounds cool.
It's been fun. The day itself is really easy, but everything leading up to the day is the difficult part. Because like we have to clean the gym, we have to paint, like we paint the floors, the lines and stuff. We measure it out, we paint it. We get the food ready, we set up the tables, the snacks, the concession stand. We set all that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the day gets there, people walk in, we preach, we have like a little preaching thing. And then we set up the bracket, and then essentially I just watch people play basketball all day.
Yeah.
So, but it's a fun day. It's a fun day. And we've seen people get saved every year we've done it. So
it's awesome.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right. Well, here's something for you. Ready? This is, from Harry. Anything else? You got anything else?
I mean, nothing really pertinent. I went and saw Sight and Sound, and I saw a thing on the internet that I was going to bring up, but it's kind of goofy. It has nothing to do with anything. So.
This is funny. Listen, this is a pretty popular, like, preacher in a mega church, but...
Mm-hmm.
People ask me all the time, and I don't want to talk about this.
I don't think you're connected to the board.
Yeah, connected to the board, you new idiot.
It sounded like it was.
No.
How'd you ever get so stupid?
Oh my goodness, dude. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah.
I literally thought it was coming through.
Bro, it's episode 90 and this guy hasn't even figured out how to.
Yeah, run I'm about to start soundboard. Saying the same age as Cam.
Old Please guys don't do even that. Know what's going on.
Yeah. His dad live is really getting to him.
Please don't do that.
I already forgot how to turn his computer on.
He's ready for bed. Oh, what a guy.
This is a classic. You guys could say something to tell your dumb story. You haven't stopped talking since you got here.
I went and saw Sight and Sound.
I didn't say anything.
We went to Sight and Sound and we saw Daniel, and it was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I want to go back to Sight and Sound.
The Fiery Furnace got me excited. I'm going to shout. And we had these black ladies behind us.
Asking me all the time, and I don't want to talk.
Finish your story.
As like the play was going on, like.
There he goes with color again.
Yeah. No, this guy's all about the colors.
It's really good. So like Ezekiel was like doing, like giving his lines, and like him and Jeremiah, when they would give their lines, They start preaching a little bit.
A little and, rap battle.
And the ladies behind me, they're like, yes, Lord, And bro, like, yes. They were getting fired up. And then I was like, yo, we better have church in here. It was really funny. It was really fun. But the play was so good. Yeah. The Fire Furnace got me like hyped. I was like,
my favorite one I've ever
Who's
seen there.
Who's that fourth man?
Bro, dude, I'm trying to tell, because like, obviously you know what's coming.
Right, yeah.
The fourth man, like, you know it's coming. They don't want to give too much away in case anybody sees it or whatever, but
they throw
the boy, like how they do it. Obviously we know the story, how they do it, but they throw him in the fiery furnace and then like they go to open the doors and like, I'm like sitting there, I'm like waiting. I'm like, oh man, they're going to open the doors. They're going to open the doors. And then they open the doors and then like, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego are there, and then Jesus is in there, and like as soon as the doors open, like they set it up perfectly because Jesus is like standing there in the middle, and then the three boys are like kind of like just standing there like talking to him, like kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Camus came on. He had me.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, and. Dude, as soon as it opened and everybody saw Jesus, bro, like the place, like the whole place was like
probably like, whoa! Yeah,
like I was like, dude, it was really good.
I bet.
Right, it was good.
I don't know about that, but
the tongue speaker.
that would have been so cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, just the plays are still going. Like,
everyone's getting hyped.
Wish there was a way we could.
Yeah, see I mean, it. You could.
Shut
you
up.
Go.
He gets on these rolls sometimes where it's just like bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I just wish. I wish I could have been there.
I wish there was a way to
see this. I wish I could have went snowboarding and to sight and sound. What kind of job do you have? I need your job. How much time do you get off?
Enough.
Well, for snowboarding and stuff like that, typically what I'll do is I'll tell my bosses like, hey, I'm going to work long Monday through Thursday so that I don't have to use PTO to have Friday off. And for the most part, if I give them a heads up and I keep all my work in order, like I'm not falling behind, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll take like a long weekend and I'll work 4-10s Monday through Thursday, leave Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then work 4-10s Tuesday through Friday.
Looks like I'm going to the water company. Line company. Sorry. I'm thinking of Nate. Well, we went and they went to the Nate Lane.
Oh yeah,
the
we did go see Nate Bargatze.
I know you. Yeah,
dude, it was so funny,
dude. I forgot all about that. Yeah, so we were like in totally my brother.
You got the new ones, dude. Yeah, I love these. Are the best.
My brother-in-law got me tickets for Christmas.
Raycons,
and to the Wells Fargo Center. That's where the Sixers play, Flyers play, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he found out he had tickets, so we were. Total opposite.
The Tweeds as well. Yeah. None of us planned it.
Yeah, we saw them.
But we all got tickets to the same thing the same night.
Yeah.
I didn't even see you there, just across the stadium where we called.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but as soon as we got there, we were looking for everybody.
Dude,
yeah.
The stadium, there was 18,000 people. It was completely packed.
Bro, did you. Completely packed. When you hear 18.
How much money does he make?
Probably. Oh, he's made millions in the last couple years.
I think he's like the number one comedian in the world right now.
In the world, yes, for sure.
And when you hear 18,000 people laugh at the same time,
yes.
I bet
it's wild.
Dude, it was nuts because they had the four openers, which I thought were really good. The one guy comes on, he goes, hi. Gives his name. He goes, and I look like the kid who believes in Christmas all year round. And he did, and everyone just died laughing. And he goes, well, I was hoping you guys wouldn't. Kind of hurts how much you laughed at that.
Nikki was like, I really like this host. This host is really funny. Good. And I said, do you know why you like this host? And she goes, why? I went, because that guy talks exactly like Jason Garner.
Yeah,
and that's her favorite preacher. Yeah, I was like, this is if Jason Gardner was a comedian, not a preacher. And because he has like, he kind of looks like him a little bit. He talks like him.
I thought he did a really good job. That's tough to do that.
Oh, for sure.
And he was doing great. But
especially since he started and like,
he said,
people are still walking in to sit down.
Right.
He
said, hi, rich people.
He said, he's like, let me hear it from the poor people up in the stands.
And then he said, hello, beautiful woman walking in late. Yeah. That's typical.
Yeah, dude, it was so funny.
And then he goes, look, when Nate, after the openers, there was a 5-minute opener, 10-minute opener, 15-minute. And then the guy comes on one more time. What are you doing? Looking up his net worth?
Well, I was looking up the funniest ranked comedians right now.
Mm.
They have Dave Chappelle as number one.
Yeah, he doesn't really do it anymore. It's just like one of those.
So of the people that are still currently, because the second one is Bill Burr. Yeah,
those.
And
I said Bill Burr.
We all know what you meant.
I'm gonna guess that.
If Bill Burr would clean his mouth up, he'd be perfect. He's so funny.
Yeah, funny.
But he's like, it's just. Language.
I'm gonna say.
I don't even. Oh, I know. For future.
Anyways, no. But here's
but
what.
But the people that are currently doing it, he's the highest.
Yeah. You hear all these openers, and then the host gets up again. All right, the reason you all are here, blah 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 blah. You know, welcome to the stage, Nate Bargatze. They did this like there was a guy sitting down because the lights went off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, Dustin.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out how much.
It's okay.
It cost $500,000 to book this guy.
Yeah, I
mean, like for a show.
Well, to be fair,
I mean, I understand he's not going to get all of that, but still, like,
he probably makes more than that.
Essentially, what he does. So, for example, for
18,000 people.
Yeah, for Wells Fargo, right?
How much were the tickets?
I think my ticket was 130.
Ours
is that per person or for both?
Both. Per person.
Per person. Yeah. So the way it kind of sets up once you get to a certain point is Nate will rent out Wells Fargo for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he will do is the ticket prices will Yeah. So the ticket prices will get set to whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He gets, let's say he got that much in, right? He got that much in. Then he has to pay the venue. He has to pay Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. He has to pay the people that set up the stage, yeah. right? Because Wells Fargo has like their own crew.
Right, yeah.
He has to pay the sound guys. He has to pay his openers. He has to pay. There's like a ton of.
The bus.
Yeah.
But he was there Thursday, and Friday he was in Albany, New York, in Syracuse.
Right.
Yeah.
So he probably made a couple hundred thousand dollars personally himself Thursday mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
after
then $200,000 Friday night himself.
Yeah. After it's all said and done, that number is obviously insane.
Yeah.
But then after he, because it's not, Wells Fargo isn't paying Nate to come to Wells Fargo.
Correct.
Okay. Nate is essentially, which
he's
is
on tour.
I was about to say, this
he's
is
not,
even,
he's not, there's not a club booking
this
him.
This sounds even crazier to say. Nate is renting out Wells Fargo. And then after he pays all the fees.
He's only doing
stuff,
stadiums right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
On this tour.
Yeah, it's just so, but yeah, he's making.
I mean, were there tickets that were more expensive than that?
Yeah.
So that's not even.
We were a good amount up.
Yeah, we weren't in the VIP.
Yeah, so okay. We almost. So that was. So that number I showed you was 130 times 18,000. Yeah. So if there were more. What was the most expensive one, do you think? I mean, I don't know if you would know.
I don't know. So it's probably around 4 or 5, I would say.
100?
Yeah. Nikki was looking at the VIP section, right? And she didn't end up getting it. She ended up getting our seats because I was like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
It was a great seat. The big screen makes everything. You don't look at it. You don't care how close you are looking at the screen.
But here's what happened. When Nate walks out of the tunnel and walks up to the stage, he walks right by the seats that Nikki was originally looking at in the VIP section. And when he's done, after he goes for an hour,
you could have touched the hem of the garment.
He walks, after he's done for an hour, he's walking out. And as he's walking out, he's taking selfies with people and everything else on the way out. And Nikki was like, I was going to buy those seats. And as he's taking selfies with people, I'm like, I'm so mad at you right now.
Wow.
We were.
That's crazy.
What's this?
We were.
Oh, yeah. Like right there.
We were like here, Dustin. Right up here.
I mean, that's an insane picture to look at.
I will say this. So you see this, like if you can see this, whatever. I think I was right in here, like right up in there. David was like down in here.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Technically.
Yeah.
So, but what happens is the opener, It kind of goes dark, and when they're about to introduce him,
mm-hmm.
all the lights go right onto the main stage, so you can't see anything around.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, all right, everyone, welcome to the stage, Nate Bargatze, and he has his theme music or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the music is, it's made for, like, it was cool.
Yeah.
I don't endorse the world's music, but it was like, okay, this is cool.
He had walkout music.
Like he had walkout music, and it was good walkout music.
Yeah, like he's in the WWE or something.
There's a guy, when he says, welcome to the stage, Nate Bargatze,
yeah.
and a guy stands up right here. Did you see this?
Mm.
I saw it as clear as day, and they staged this for this purpose. He gets up right here and walks to the stage.
And everybody thinks it's him.
Everyone thought that was him and ducks down, and the music does like a drop, and then does like a hard drop, and the lights
the spotlight
all the way,
swings over to the tunnel
all
where
the
he comes
to the
walking
tunnel, and he walks out, and it was like,
and then of course we're in Philly, so he's wearing a Flyers jacket.
But he walked down the whole thing, and it was like, Michaela's like, I don't even like, I'm not like a huge fan. She's like, but if I was here and I never knew who that was, I'd be like, I'm here to see that guy.
Yeah,
like he was so cool. I'm like,
that's crazy.
How do you get an entry like that?
I'm gonna do that Sunday.
We should do that.
Sunday school.
Yes, we should do that for your dad.
It was so cool. It was the coolest entry I've ever seen.
Having him walk out of his office and
it was like
in your sanctuary.
The
like Ken gets up and then there's like lights on him and then boom goes to his office and he's getting out, throws his jacket off.
You know how the back doors of our church are like swing. They swing open. I'm just going to like swing the doors open and just be like standing in the, and then come walking down the
stairs. Kaz is in the back beating a shovel on his head like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He takes his bladed shovel and cuts his chest.
Dude, okay, when he accidentally dropped his glasses and he bent over to pick them up and then all the weapons fell out, I almost lost it.
Kaz is sitting in the back of church and he has his utility bag. And we're just sitting there listening to Dad preach and Kaz's glasses fall out of his bag.
And then he goes and leans over, and a knife, an axe, a shot, just a
all this shit.
It was so out of the ground, dude,
like not, a cartoon.
It would have been funny enough if it was just stuff that fell out, but it was all weapons. Everything he bends over and just all this
utility rope, a canteen, a tactical shovel, an axe, a knife.
What do you guys do in church? He's like, I need to be prepared at all times.
Yeah, but he was like so frazzled because it's like my goods are exposed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my weapon. Happens or
bro,
it's hilarious.
I
that's so funny.
I thought about it every day, and it makes me chuckle. It this was just so funny.
Dustin getting buried in his backyard truck. That is.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, that was a good time.
The old classic Ford pulling out a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that dude. I had to go over and pull him out. That's what good brother-in-law's
done.
Look, Dustin, yeah. I backed up my truck.
That sounded like the meme in. Of the Islamic guy going, brother, look, you know?
I pulled in to my house after I went to do, and I just pulled in and backed up, and that's what it was.
Perfect.
Man, the Lord's hands on me. Yeah. Much like this video I'm about to show you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're wondering why our podcast, like social media, it's got a good, decent, whatever amount of followers, but... If you really want
this guy's
more,
a preacher.
Yeah, Keenan Clark. He actually has some pretty good stuff. But if you want to know why we haven't ascended to new heights, like the Kelsey podcast, it's because of this. We don't have the... Here we go.
People asking me all the time, and I don't want to talk about this because it's not my heart, but I do want to make it clear. I get people asking me all the time, Keenan, how do you do the social media thing? Like, you need to teach me. And I'm like, bro, I don't know what to teach you. It's the anointing. Like, there's nothing I'm doing that you can copy and paste except like fast and pray and obey and like lay stuff down when God asks you to lay stuff down and post things that you think, oh, this would never work, but it's true and it's Bible, and all of a sudden God just
social media has grown because of the anointing.
I'm here to tell you, God wants to give you a life that the only way people can copy and paste it is if they get under the same hand you got under. And it's the hand of God.
So, my favorite comment is Harrison goes.
Really?
He commented? Harrison goes. He goes, what's he say?
I want to see it so bad.
He said, my IG must not be anointed. His Instagram.
What?
That is...
He said my Instagram.
You know what's funny is that, like, so... And I'm just saying there's other stuff that he would have that might be good, but, like, you have... Like, there are people... There are Christians that are like, man, that message went hard. You know?
Oh,
and it's like,
yeah.
There's no Bible or depth to that at all. Even if God did bless his social media, that, like... That I mean, that did nothing. That was like, you know,
dude. I'm trying to say is
saying
if
you gather a social media following by having the anointing,
but what?
All I can say is if your church's biggest issues are how your congregation doesn't have a big enough Instagram,
social media,
I need to start living.
How do I do it?
Yeah,
David,
dude.
How do we
but
do
he's
it?
He's in tears when he's talking about
I know.
It. Like,
God, well, he's in fake tears. Yeah, he's in fake tears.
Thank God
you can
for
tell.
The following.
You can
this
tell.
Is funny.
Yeah,
right
that's.
Here. Watch this. One of my favorite things to do is make up random Dutch Reformed theologians that never really existed and ask my guy friends questions about them. He goes, he takes a picture of his text messages. Have you ever heard of the Dutch Reformed theologian Janus D. Van Heuver? And the guy goes, yeah, not as much. Have you ever read him? He goes, yeah, not as much as I should, though. The guy doesn't exist. He says to his other friend, he goes, thoughts on Dutch reformer Hans von Covengroot's refusal to fully condemn Arminius. And the guy goes, oh, disappointing, but not surprising, to be honest.
Dude, people like are not willing to admit they don't know something.
Yeah, he's just like, come on, man.
It's like a weird...
It's in that...
It's like a weird... Like, yes. I don't know if it's strictly an American issue or if it's like other countries do it. But like if you walk up to somebody and like I know... like. I feel the same pressure. Somebody's like, hey, have you seen this movie? And like, you just want to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't.
What was your favorite? You just kind of,
But like, there's like this weird thing. And like, so I don't know if it's American, but like, you have to know everything all the time.
It's a pride thing. It's so, you just don't want to tell people.
I
have no idea what that is.
All the time. Like, some, like, All right, Bill Siegel, I love you. If you're listening to this, I don't think you would ever listen to my podcast, but he'll be like the guy work, well, guy at work.
Yeah.
Well, they took away his, something. Have you ever seen this thing? And I'm like, yeah, wait. Okay, no, I'm sorry, but no, I haven't. What do you,
yeah.
You know, because it's like.
Well, because at first you're like, yeah, you're and, then, yeah, and then after a while you're like, wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
If I'm
anymore.
Being completely honest, sometimes I know about things and I say that I don't because I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
I can relate to that.
People are like, hey, do you know what's the deal with this thing? I go, nah, I never heard of it.
No, I, dude, I just, like doing service work, I go to a lot of people's houses and like, I honestly like love my customers and it's kind of like you have like this little like.
You love them?
This, yeah, I do. Yeah. They're my heart. Does. Anyway, they're I
they're family.
They, but I feel you build this rapport with people, and it's like
just meeting them for the first time.
Well, just getting to like over and over and over again. But then like, but then like, but it's primarily with them. Like they want to like show you every room in their house, and they want like, look,
make it a business.
I've got
start I've, taking stuff.
Like listen, ma'am, you're nice, but I've got seven other places to go,
is it still
and they're not near here.
It's still like
it's recording. Like please, just let me go, let me out of here.
Yeah, that's funny,
but it's not another, funny enough.
I have another Let's video.
Go
ready?
Show it to like me, you fool.
It's a lady sitting on a couch.
Tell her to open her mouth. I can't hear.
It's a word you pronounced incorrectly one time.
Hey,
it's a word you pronounced incorrectly one time, and it still haunts you to this day.
Man's laughter. Man's laughter.
Manslaughter.
15 to 20 for laughing.
The word you pronounced incorrectly one time and it still haunts you to this day.
Man's Dude, laughter.
Man's I love these things. Man's
laughter.
Man's laughter.
What?
15 to 20 for laughing.
The word you pronounced.
So funny.
15 to 20 for laughing.
15 to 20 for laughing. Honey, it said, what's a word that you pronounce? And he goes, man's laughter.
Have you?
It's exactly how it's. Oh, let's see.
We just fired the person that does that, but now you have been promoted.
That's great. That's great.
You are now one of my elite employees. You missed some trash over there, honey. We just fired the.
No doubt.
All right, here's some of the Sorry. Comments in this one. Colonel, which is pronounced Colonel.
Colonel.
Like, yeah, I always get that one like colonel. Yeah. We won't read that one. Autopsy, auto spy.
Well, that.
Psycho the rapist.
Psychotherapist.
Psychotherapist. Oh my gosh.
A Q. I used to pronounce it a quee.
Dude, Q is such a is it's such stupid. A angry.
I can't think of
word.
One that I've really Look like. At this
the word Q makes me angry.
Amusement park.
Amusement park. That was called my house.
That was called.
No, the word Q makes me angry. How are you just gonna have a letter and then four silent letters after that?
Yeah, should be qua.
Buoyancy from Beyonce. Buoyancy.
Specific ocean. People do say that stuff all the time.
I do it on purpose now.
I hate people.
Yeah. My friend's kid never went into the dining room. He thought it was the dying room. There's a living room, of course. Yeah. There's a dying room. Resume. Resume. One more. Ready? He said. I said resume.
Resume.
That's funny.
Resume. Yeah, makes sense.
And in The Incredibles, the Violet has the the like force fields. I thought it was horse fields. Kid you not. So I thought she had horse fields.
That reminds
was like,
me of that time when Nate on the Nate Lynn podcast tried to read hors d'oeuvres. And yeah, he read it as horse divorce.
Horse divorce.
That's
funny. Or maybe it was horse shield. I don't remember. Right. It was horse something.
One more. This one's really good.
I remember the day I realized that's not what it was.
Place the word problem with the word opportunity in all your thoughts.
Okay. I have a very severe drinking opportunity.
Place the word problem with the word opportunity.
One more time.
Place the word problem with the word opportunity in all your thoughts.
Okay. I have a very severe drinking opportunity.
Replace the word problem with the word opportunity in all your thoughts.
I can't.
That is so funny.
In the comments at Houston, we have an opportunity. Houston?
Oh, man.
My gosh. We have an opportunity.
Oh, that's funny.
Then it goes through all the things that you can replace it with.
Yeah, there's so many. Like,
racism is an opportunity.
Yeah.
Instead of a problem.
Or you could say that about people. But
climate,
like, yeah,
crisis is an opportunity.
You could just be like, yeah, that girl's a big opportunity.
I have a big drug opportunity.
Dude.
My 2-year-old looks like an opportunity. My procrastination is such an opportunity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So no one, someone didn't think that uplifting quote through.
No.
The guy goes, okay, I have
severe drinking opportunity.
Did not take him long to figure that one out.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Is that the
which one?
These Colin Jost ones are so funny.
Yeah, those ones, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Are you saying too edgy?
It's always hit or miss on...
Yeah.
Whether or not the...
Yeah, Saturday Night Live is always hit or miss on whether or not...
The ones that I have found have been pretty good.
All right, here's one. Here's one for you. Ready? No, I think he doesn't say anything bad. Like, literally, he doesn't. Watch this. Here we go. All right, David, is ready? Here it goes. Ready? I'm going to rewind it.
All right, I've seen that one.
Ready?
Oh, I've seen this.
Woo! Grandma was the first on the boat.
I didn't see that.
Woo! Grammy's first on the boat.
Oh, are you serious?
This grandma is getting on this like mini yacht or a yacht, and the people are trying. You know how you have to walk from. You have to.
Right, you have to step
from the dock
onto the boat.
Well, these two guys are sitting there helping. She just like jumps right through it. Watch.
Woo!
I don't know if falls as he catches her. Like, he
must not have.
But favorite comment here, ready?
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
Somebody said now she's the first to heaven.
It said, come on. The comment was, Grandma was not the first one on the boat. Oh, come on.
Wow, what a memory.
Oh, isn't that... Yeah, the funny
comment.
She
just, like, disappears, dude. Like, she's just there one second.
There's no
and she's
effort
not...
to actually step onto the plank, whatever it's called.
It's a, her the thing she's... It, the comment I saw said, Grandma was not the first person on the boat. Yeah, that's good. Well.
Oh, man. Also, I've recently gotten into these, like... knitted polos.
Yeah? How do you feel about it?
They're the most comfortable things ever.
It's because you're well into your 30s.
He's
90.
I told Nikki, I was like, I'm entering the old man phase of my dress.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it, dude. Feel it.
Ooh.
Bro, that's nice. That's calm.
Have you seen Nacho Libre? Feel amazing.
Did you guys see Aaron Black...
Huh? What about?
He bought a hat and then put it on his Instagram, and I reposted it and said he's single, ladies.
Oh, that's funny.
He did a whole sheet
for us. That is how you get married.
He sent us this. I think it's funny. We shouldn't get in trouble because it's Chinese. No one.
One of my
Chinese baby was born too early, so his parents named him
Satin Li.
Why don't Chinese kids believe in Santa Claus?
Because they make the toys.
A Japanese girl married a Canadian guy. They named their child
Me So Sorry.
I used to think I had a Japanese friend, but it was just my
imagination.
How did the Asian travel back
funny.
In time? He used a
time machine.
A Chinese baby was born before his due date, so his parents named him
Early.
We Asians hate arguing with Italians because
they are white and we always wrong.
What has two wings and a halo?
An Asian phone call. Wing wing, hello.
A Chinese mother and Italian father had a baby. They named him
Lavioli.
Who won the Asian cooking contest?
It was a tie.
Why can't two Asians make a white kid?
Because the two Wong don't make a white Chinese baby.
Dude, that was funny. That got better and better.
Did you know the tallest skyscraper in America is being built?
I
don't care, dude.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that right now. It's crazy. Let's go there. Right. Let's go.
Oh, man. What about that ship?
The ship hit the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You mean they blew it up?
So, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Pick
one. What's your favorite conspiracy theory
that they made about the bridge so far? That the boat was hijacked and they blew the, and it was actually a plan by the government to blow the bridge up.
Oh, but why?
You mean like I don't believe this?
What I'm saying is why would the government want to do that?
It's not like it's a crucial bridge.
Yeah.
It just connects Baltimore to Baltimore.
My favorite one was
it doesn't do anything
that
else.
Day. The American
really they should knock out the Bay Bridge because nobody wants to go to Baltimore.
No, what like
the rest of them are out too.
like at the very least, the conspiracies behind 9/11. It's a Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's not like a big deal.
That's like if somebody knocked out the.
What if they knocked out the Choptank River Bridge or something? Like, it's not like, yeah, it's like, it's not. Can something just happen?
No, human failure can never happen anymore.
Can it just happen?
I heard my favorite one was that America, at the UN meeting, America didn't show up for the vote for some type of decision regarding Israel on something. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, America's lack of voting didn't support Israel in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same day on the something date, some other date was whatever, like with the 13 colonies, mm-hmm. Francis Scott Key, the writer of the Star Spangled Banner, the same day a ship hits that. Hits the bridge. And they said it's God's judgment for the U.S. not voting in that thing.
No. Look.
That's his thing.
Listen.
Oh.
Hey, for some critical thinkers out there, this ship, you know what bridge it already had to pass to get to Baltimore? The Bay Bridge. Because it has to go up the bay to get to Baltimore.
You think it would take out the Bay Bridge?
I'm saying, why wouldn't it?
If this was really to take out a bridge,
if this were really
out
the government or terrorist attack, like,
well, because you have to take out two, then because then people just they send two. I'm just saying.
Shut up. my point is,
thinks like this has some serious opportunities.
That or he's like, it's a really lame terrorist because there's like, it's like instead of hitting the Twin Towers, they like.
Is this episode going to be London Bridge is falling down?
I don't know. Like, instead of flying into the Twin Towers, and if instead they flew into Dover Downs or something, you know, like that would be like,
yeah, I wonder
all
if the
opportunity in the world.
If we're going to take out a bridge, the Bay Bridge is too big to take out. And
could you imagine being on that bridge?
Yeah, but the Bay Bridge was never designed very well.
Charge is big enough on the Bay Bridge. Just joking.
The Bay Bridge was not. That's why they have to work on it every day.
No. My point was another conspiracy is 60 explosive dynamites went off.
Dynamite?
You can see the footage clear as day, and there's nothing
blew
up.
Well, the guy broke it down. I saw it today, and I don't believe it. But the guy broke it down, and he points out everywhere there was an explosion on the bridge. And I'm like, someone... There's, like, enough electricity strung across that bridge. You know, start a world war if, like, when it goes down, those mm-hmm. lines are going... Like...
Yeah.
Could you imagine being like driving around that bridge? That's insane.
I was watching the video and there's cars that are going by.
Yeah.
And like the one that last car goes by and then seconds later the bridge. I'm like,
can you imagine being in that car?
They have to have a changed life.
And then didn't they say it was
what if
like
they
something?
They're still driving. They have no idea.
They're just, like, they're just going. Dude, they get home and then they turn on the news and they're like,
well, back
a couple years later, the. Huh?
Back to the explosives thing. I mean, when concrete crumbles, it makes a horrific dust cloud. It's a mess. Like, it doesn't have to mean that something blew up. It broke, it fell apart, and now it's dust.
Well, the explosions were at the top. It wasn't at the bottom. The explosions, they said, were...
It's probably the power being charged
through
the bridge.
Which is exactly the power lines.
But even, I've seen plenty of explosives go off, and I've watched a video, like, 40 times.
There
and
were
I
no
have,
explosives.
There's no... It does not look
Guys,
like
listen,
an explosion.
Listen. 90 million tons
of freight.
Of freight. No, just the ship, it would, I think what they said was it was like 90 million pounds of force
mm-hmm.
behind that ship. When it hits, it's, I mean, like, I when I saw it, I'm like, that's exactly what would happen. If that ship is going to hit that
yeah.
one, there's only four on that bridge. It hits one of them, and that's the second to the, you have the one at the lower, that's the tallest one, the next tallest one, and then another one, of course it's going down.
What do you think the conspiracies were when the Wall of Jericho fell down?
Well, they have already said that. Not conspiracies, but people have said that because of the sequence stepping for so mm-hmm. long, it caused it to fall or whatever. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's what it is? If you march yeah. enough.
Yeah, global warming. It's the carbon
footprint. Well,
people will literally make up anything to not. That's wild. I've never heard that before.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You can start literally anything long enough and draw a path from point A to point B in whatever fashion you want if you rationalize it yourself. It doesn't.
Okay. What's the story? The boat. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Power went off, right?
Yeah.
Why? How? How did that? I'm serious. Like, how did that?
The power of the boat went off.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I mean, and then it kicked back on. Generators kicked on. Like, I don't.
I mean, you could easily have
failure.
You could have,
and they signaled ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They got in contact with police to clear the bridge.
Yeah,
I heard that. How did 8 people die?
I think they weren't people on the bridge still.
Right, but they had called cop. They had enough time. It was like 5 minutes of 6 or 7. I don't know. It was enough time for them to say, "Look, we're coming in." But they didn't think the bridge was going to collapse.
Yeah.
They just thought they were going to... I think they thought they would hit it and nothing would happen.
But, you know, that Baltimore construction.
But also, they said it's only 50 to 60 feet deep. They could have dropped anchor easily and stopped that thing.
Yeah.
But when I hear 90 million tons...
That doesn't... It doesn't matter. Like, people don't realize how that worked. I mean, you understand...
Have you guys watched the video?
Have you? But it... For a... boat like that to come to a full stop it's like several miles. Right. They have to like be slow, like have to stop like speeding in order for it to stop.
Yeah, if you just dropped anchor, it would.
It's not just going to be some like peaceful whatever. It's going to be the most violent stop you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They said it's going to affect the car industry.
Okay.
Right. That's what I've heard, because the ship, that's the main canal or whatever that the ships get, cars get brought into, and that it's going to be down for a long time. All right, so.
I mean, it's Baltimore, so obviously it's a massive shipping export, but.
Let me see.
I mean, it crumbles like it's made out of paper, dude. Like, do you see this?
Right there. Yeah, but dude, it's going to. It takes out the main.
You're also talking about metal on metal contact.
Watch, and it just blows it out. And it falls there. Nothing else.
Well, right, but this is the point of impact and the place it starts falling. So it's not like.
What is this smoke up there? There. Oh, that's from the ship.
It's probably from the ship. Yeah. Yeah. The bridge literally falls like it's made out of paper.
Cars right there.
Yeah. I being on that bridge is gotta be the most terrifying thing ever.
That's exact.
And then boom.
That's electrical.
Falls apart like a science project. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's an arc flash. That's you have several million volts of electricity. You break the gap. It tries to arc to complete the connection, and it's vaporizing metal.
Now imagine how much taxes are gonna go up.
Biden
good
says,
thing I got out of Maryland.
Said we, the federal government, is going to cover the cost of this. And everyone's like, well, the shipping company had insurance, so why are we just volunteering to pay for
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
To be honest, Biden says a lot of things that don't make sense to
like, get the kids ice cream and the kids play with my hair.
My leg hair.
And they say, "Ooh, Joe."
Yeah.
There are perfectly reasonable conspiracies out there. To chase something like this down is just grasping at straws.
I mean, it's just like
I am honestly pretty skeptical of the moon landing, and I you know,
gasp.
I mean, how do you feel about it? I'm just
I guess I could see how it wouldn't be real.
I'm not even necessarily saying I'm set like one way or the other, but I think there's so much more evidence of that being fake than something like this.
The ship breaches loses power 1 minute later. The crew on board makes a mayday call. Okay, here it goes. The ship reaches its max speed, and then loses power 1 minute later at 1:26 a.m. The crew on board makes a mayday call saying collision might be possible. Baltimore County executives said there was roughly 2 minutes between Daly's mayday call to authorities and the bridge collapsing. The crew made an effort to deploy the anchor. Okay. So the information, the crew made an effort to deploy the anchor, but it remains unclear how much progress was made, officials said. If it lost steering and power, then basically it's a dead ship just being carried by current or its own momentum. James Mercanti, the president of the New York Board of Pilot Commission, told him it would take quite a while, probably the length of 5 or 6 football fields, to bring the ship to a stop, even after dropping the anchors because of its power and momentum. After receiving the mayday call from Dali, officials asked police to block traffic on either side of the bridge. Records show there's a ship approaching that just lost all their steering. The dispatcher says, "So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic." Two emergency responders say they have each stopped traffic on the north and sides of the bridge. The 911 record show concern was raised for a crew working on the bridge.
Oh, that reminds me. A guy in our church his company has a contract to be working on the bridge. And they were talking about it tonight in church. His company, like, I guess they were having issues with the contract, so he was supposed to be working nights, but then they pulled him off and he hadn't gone back to work yet, and he was mad that his company like was fumbling this contract or whatever to work on that bridge.
Still want to work on it?
And then he was just frustrated because he was like, dude, like, we need this contract or whatever. So the fact that my company's fumbling the bag on this, he was like frustrated about it. And then it's just like, he would have been on the bridge.
Yeah.
While it collapsed. They were literally just talking about that tonight. And I completely forgot that they were talking about it. Yeah. I mean, I guess now they can get a contract to build a new one.
So the deaths were the 8 people who died were construction workers on the bridge. So cars didn't go in that were going across.
Which is impressive that they stopped traffic in 2 minutes.
It doesn't seem like a conspiracy when you're like, hey, everybody, get off the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing.
What's the point of this?
Here's the thing.
Even like, I mean, this isn't going to stop shipping into the harbor for a long time.
And sometimes bad stuff just happens.
Right.
Like sometimes.
I can get pretty into some conspiracies, you know? But like.
Yeah, I think it's you who brought the board game.
Yeah.
I am. Or the right. Cards. But when then you have people that.
Now,
just
all
go
that could
for
be
all,
false, and the government could have put that out to CBS saying, let the general public read that. Yeah. And we didn't have no idea.
Actually, you know what? I believe that. I'm back on
the train.
I'm back on.
No, but seriously, that. Yeah. Like, we'll read that information at CBS, and we're like, "That's what happened." But who knows?
The guy driving the boat knows. He knows.
Billy Bob Baltimore.
I don't even care.
All right. I guess that's an episode.
Yep, we did it.
I think we know who's giving the gospel, though.
I'm back.
Mr. Two Coats.
I'm back, baby.
Colored,
yeah,
colored,
how many?
Mr. Colored Coat.
What coat do we need now?
What color do we need?
Colored boy.
You need to be clothed in his righteousness.
Yeah.
That's the only way to heaven.
Clothed
in his righteousness. You can't make it on your own. Your righteousness is as filthy rags, and that's all they'll ever be. So the song says. Also, the Bible says that if you want to make it into heaven, you can't make it on your own. And the harder you try, the more you're going to realize it's for naught, because God already sent his son, Jesus, God in the flesh, to come and pay your sin debt. And he did it. All you have to do is accept that gift, ask him to come in your heart and save you, and you too can go to heaven. If you have any questions about that, feel free to email in, and we would love to explain it.
All right, guys, thank you again so much. Like, subscribe, share, comment, send us in your whatever we talked about. Peace. Love you guys.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Calm David turned 90. Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDiff Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.